Shishi. And a person that will have an emission of shichva zera of semen, and he will immerse himself in a mikvah, and he will be tamei until the evening. The pasuk over here does not say that he must immerse his clothing, because the tuma of shichva zera is only mitama the person and not his clothing. Meshech Chachma is medayek. Why over here in Pasuk Tezayin does the Pasuk say V'rochatz v'mayim es kol besorei, all his flesh, as opposed to Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it only says V'rochatz besorei b'mayim, it does not say kol besorei. And he answers because over here, by somebody who had an emission of shichva zera, he is tovel himself in a mikvah. And the mikvah has to be the size of 40 saw. How do we know this shear of 40 saw? Because the pasuk says es kol besorei, it has to be enough water to cover all of his flesh, and that is amo al amo b'royim gimel amos, an amo by an amo at the height of 3 amos, which is 40 saw. So since he is tovel over here in a mikvah, therefore it has to be es kol besorei, 40 saw, which can cover all of his flesh. But in pasuk yud gimel we are talking about a zav, and a zav is tovel in mayim chayim, in spring water. The halacha is that a mayon, spring water, is mitaher b'kolshu with any amount of water. Therefore, the pasuk does not say es kol besorei, because he does not need 40 saw to become tahar when he is tovel in mayim chayim. V'chol beged and any garment, v'chol or and anything made of leather, asher yia olav shichva zera, which the shichva zera will touch, v'chubas b'mayim v'tomei ad arev, it must be immersed in a mikvah, and then it will be tomei until the evening. So if the shichva zera touches a garment, it is tomei. This that we said in the pasuk before, that the garments do not become tamei, that is referring to when the person became tamei because shichva zera came out from him, that he is tamei and not his clothing. But if the shichva zera actually touches a garment, that garment is tamei until the evening. Meisha and Aisha, a woman asher yishkav ish oisa shichva zera, that a man will have intercourse with her, v'rochatzu v'mayim, they both must immerse themselves in a mikvah, v'tamu, and they both will be tamei ad ha'orev until the evening. Rashi tells us that this is a gezeres hakosum, a decree from Shamayim, that the isha becomes tamei through intercourse, because the fact that the shichva zera is touching her is not a reason to be metameh her, because it is touching her bebeis hasasarim, inside her body. So therefore, it's only a gezeres hakosum that this isha is tamei. Zok Rashi pasuk yud ches, v'rochatzu b'mayim, they both must immerse in a mikvah, gzeres hamelechi, shetitmo isha bebiya. It is a decree from Hashem that this isha should become tamei through intercourse. Ve'ein hatam mishum nogea b'shich vazera, the reason cannot be because she touched the shich vazera, shari maga beis hasorhi, because this is a maga, this touching was done on the inside of her body, and that is not a maga that can be metame. Therefore it must be a gzeres hakosov. And the pasuk continues by telling us the tumah of a nida, the isha ki siya zava, and an isha that will have a discharge, dam yia zayva bivsara, her discharge will be a flow of blood, shivas yomim tia binidasa, for 7 days she will be separated and tamei v'chol anegeba, and anyone who touches her, yitmo ad ha'orev, will be tamei until the evening. Although the pasuk does not mention that this person is also metame begadim, it is clear from the psukim further that this person is tamei and his clothing are tamei, because the pasuk says further that he who touches the mishkav of anida is tamei and metame begadim. So obviously, if the person touches the nida herself, his clothing are also tamei. And the pasuk continues by telling us that the mishkav and moishav of anida have the same dinim as the mishkav and moishav of a zav. B'chol asher tishkav olav b'nidasa, and anything that the nida will recline on, yitmo will become tamei. B'chol asher teishiv olav, and anything that she will sit on, yitmo will become tamei. B'chol anegeh b'mishkava, and he who will touch her bedding, yichabis begodav v'rachas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening. V'chol anegeh b'chol kli asher teishev alav, and anybody who will touch any vessel that she sat on, yichabis begodav v'rachas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening. V'im ala mishkav hu, if on bedding, oyala kli, or on a vessel ashrahi yoshevasolo, that the nida sat on binogoivoy, when this person touches this kli or this mishkav, yitmar orev, he will be tummy until the evening. At face value, this pasuk seems to be a contradiction to the psukim earlier, because in the psukim earlier we learned that the mishkav and moishav of an ida are metame adam latame begadim. If a person touches this mishkav or moishav, he and his clothing are tame. In this pasuk, it seems to say that if he touches the mishkav or moishav, benogayvoy yidmar orev, he is tame until the evening, but it doesn't mention his clothing. Therefore, Rashi learns that this pasuk must be divided. The first part of the pasuk is saying ve'im ala mishkav hu, that if the nida lies down on the mishkav is tame. Why does the pasuk have to repeat this? It's because it's telling us an extra din, which is that the person that touches this mishkav does not actually have to touch the mishkav, but if there are 10 mishkavs, one on top of the other, and the nida lie down on the bottom one, if the person touches the top one, he is tamei as if he touches the bottom one. The end of the pasuk that says benogoy vayitmar aorev, he who touches it will be tummy until the evening, but not his clothing. That is going back on the words oy ala kli, if he touches a kli that the pasuk says earlier. Rashi explains that oy ala kli is referring to merkav, this specific part of the saddle which the rider holds onto. So if the nida comes in contact with this merkav, the halach is that the person that touches this merkav is tameh, but only he is tameh and not his clothing, because that we learned earlier, that merkav is only metame odom and not metame begodim. Ve'im shochav yishkav ish oisa, and if a person will have relations with a nida, besides being over an iser karis, he will become tameh. Usihi nidasa olav, and her state of nida, her tumah, will come upon him. V'tameh shivas yomim, he will be tameh for 7 days. And just like a nida can be metameh odom, and also be metameh kli cheres by moving it, so too can this person be metameh a person, and also be metameh kli cheres by moving it. And any bedding that this person will lie on, yitma, will become tummy. The question arises, why does the pasuk have to specify that any bedding that he will lie on will become tummy? Once the Torah says that he will be like a nida, so just like a nida is metame mishkav, so will he be metame mishkav. Why does the pasuk have to specify this? Therefore, the Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara in Nida, that the tumah which this person transmits to the mishkav is not equal to the tumah which the nida transmits to the mishkav, because the nida makes the mishkav like an av hatumah to be metame odom letame begodim, but this person can only transmit a tumah to this mishkav like a tolda, and therefore this mishkav cannot be metame a person, but only oichlin umashkin, food and liquid. And that is why the Torah specifies it, to tell you that although in other ways this person has the tumah of a nida, but not when it comes to being metame the mishkav. Over there he is not equivalent to the nida. Zakrashi pasuk yutes kisi ezavo. I might think that the discharge can come out from any of her limbs. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, v'hi golso, and she revealed es mekor domeho, the source of her blood. Ein dam metame, blood is not metame. Elo habo min hamekor, only that which comes from the source, from the uterus. Dam yezoyve bebisara, blood will flow from her flesh. Ein zoyve korazoyv letame. This discharge is not considered a discharge to be metame, ela imkein hu edoim, unless it is red. Bini dasa, what does the word nida mean? Kemoi, like it says in the pasuk in Iyuv, umitevel, and from the earth, yini duhu, they banished him. So the word means to be banished. She menudu mimaga kol odom. She is considered banished from touching anybody because she will be metame people. Tia bini dasa, she will be in the state of her nida. Afilu loy rasa ela ri'ir rishana. Even though she only sees one sighting of blood, still she is tame. We will see further that by zavo she must see three ri'is. So the pasuk is saying over here that by nida she only has to see one ri'ir. Zakrashi v'imala mishkavu, hashoychev oy ayoyshev al mishkava oy al moyshava, he who reclines or sits on her bedding or on her chair, afilu lenogabo, even if he does not touch the bedding or chair which she was metame, because there are 10 one on top of the other, afu bedas tuma ha'amura b'mikra ha'alyan, he is also in the laws of tuma that are stated earlier, sheto'un kibus begodim, that he also has to be tovel in a mikvah and his clothing. al hakli l'rabois es amerkav. It's coming to include the part of the saddle which a person holds onto. Benoga v'yitma, when he touches this part of the saddle, he will become tame. Einem medaber el al amerkav. It is only referring to the merkav shenesraba mi'al hakli, which was included from the word al hakli, and the pasuk is saying benoga v'yitma ve'enotan kibus begadim, and his clothing do not need to be immersed in the mikvah. Shamerkav. Because the halacha is that merkav is not metama the person's clothing, only the person himself. Zakrashi usihini dasa olav. If he will have relations with an ida, then her tuma will come upon him. Yochol yala leraglo. I might think that he will take her place in the tuma. Shembo oleh bachavishi lini dasa. If he had relations with her on her fifth day of her tuma, where she only has 3 days remaining to her tuma, lo yitma elagimel yamin kemoisa. He will only be tummy for 3 days, just like she has 3 days remaining. Talmud loymer. That's why the pasuk says v'tame shivas yamin. He will be tummy for 7 days, regardless of where she stands in her tuma. So if that's the case, umat talmud loymer usihini dasa olav. Why does the pasuk say that her tuma of nida will be upon him? It is not referring to the days of nida, but rather what things he is metame. Mahi metama odom ukli cheres, just like a nida is a primary source of tuma, and therefore is metame odom and kli cheres, an earthenware vessel. When she moves it, afhu metama odom kli cheres. He too has a din of the primary source of tuma and is metame and odom, and also is metame kli cheres when he moves it. The pasuk now discusses the laws of a zava, which are more stringent than the laws of a nida, because a zava must count zayin nikiyim 7 clean days, and in Torah a nida does not need to count zayin nikiyim. Also, a zava must bring a carbon. An isha is considered a zava if she has a discharge of blood from her uterus for 3 consecutive days during the specific days that will make her into a zava. At the beginning of her cycle, the first 7 days, we consider the blood damnida. But after those 7 days, starts a period of 11 days where the blood is considered dam zava. And if she sees blood for 3 consecutive days during those 11 days, she is considered a zava and must count zayin nikiyim, 7 clean days, and bring a carbon. V'isha ki yozov zayu dama, and a woman that will have a flow of blood from her uterus. Yamim rabin. For many days, 3 consecutive days, beloy eis nidasa, not during the days that make her into a nida, but rather during the 11-day period between the 2 sets of days that make her into a nida, oiki zozov al nidasa, even if those 3 consecutive days occur, even 1 day after the set of days that make her into a nida, as long as it is during those 11 days, kol yimei zoiv tumasa, all the days of her discharge of her tuma, kimei nidasa tia, she will be like a nida with the same tuma, tameyahi, she is tame. And the pasuk says she is metame, mishkav, and moishav, just like a nida, kol ha-mishkav asher tishkav olav, kol yumei zoiva, any bedding that she will lie on during the days of her discharge, kimishkav nidasa yila, this bedding will have a din as if a nida lied on it, v'chol ha-kli asher teshev olav, and any vessel that she would sit on, tameyia, will become tamei ketumas nidasa, just like the dinim of a nida that sits on this vessel. V'chol anageh bam yitma, and anyone who will touch this mishkav or moishav will become tamei. V'chibes begodov v'rochas bamayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah. V'tamei ad orev, and he will be tamei until the evening. V'im tara mizoivo, and if she becomes cleansed from her discharge, which means the discharge stopped, she will count 7 clean days, the achar titar, and afterwards she will be tahar. As Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, she will immerse herself in a mikvah and then will become tahar. She is different than a zav, where a zav must immerse himself in mayim chayim, in spring water, but a zava only needs immersion in a mikvah. Zakrashi pasuk chafei yamim rabim shloishi yamim. If she sees this discharge of blood for 3 consecutive days, beloy eis nidasa, not during the time of her nida, achar sheyasu shivas yamei nidasa, after the 7 days of nida pass, that's when the 11 days of ziva start. Oy ki yozov es gimel yom halalu, or if she sees this 3-day discharge al nidasa, Muflug min nidah so yom echad. Even if it's only one day away from the 7 days of nidah, zuhi zava, this is the din of zava, umishpata, and her halachas, charot, beparsha zu, is stated in this parsha. Veloy kadas hanida, and she does not have a din like a nidah, shezu tuuna sfiras zayin nekiyim, because a zava needs to count 7 clean days before she can immerse in a mikvah, the carbon, and she has to bring a carbon. Vanida ainet to una sfira zayin nekiyim, but a nida mida araisa does not need to count 7 nekiyim. El shivas yomim tia binidasa, for 7 days she will remain in her state of nida. Bein roya bein sheina roya, whether she sees blood during those 7 days, whether she does not see blood during those 7 days. So mida araisa, she does not need to count Zayin Nekiyim, even if she sees blood during the 7 days, as long as the bleeding stopped by the 7th day, she may immerse herself in a mikvah on the 7th day. And that is the difference between a Nida and a Zavo. But Midrabbanon, the halacha is that even a Nida must count Zayin Nekiyim, and that is the halacha that we follow today. We count Zayin Nekiyim by a Nida too. And that is the difference between a Nida and a Zava. A Zava must count Zayin Nekiyim 7 clean days, as opposed to a Nida that does not need Zayin Nekiyim midaraisa. A Zava brings a carbon, and a Nida does not. V'darshu and Chazal darshin, b'parsha zu, in this parsha, Yud Alef Yoyim, the 11-day period, shebein Seif Nida l'tchilas Nida, between the end of the 7-day set that an Isha can become a Nida, and the beginning of the next set of 7, so the 11 days between these two sets, shekos loshe ritzufim shetira, any 3 consecutive days that she will see blood, ba'achat also yom halalu, during these 11 days, tehe zava will make her into a zava, and she will have the laws of a zava.